and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Friday, the 24th of July. I hope that you're well and that you're looking forward to the weekend ahead. I certainly am. And on today's episode, well, we're going to don our red dragon and channel our inner Nessa because we are heading to Wales, and Toby Pickard has been there for the Royal Welsh Show. And on the pod today to tell us all about it, it's the man himself. Toby, how are you, my love?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Lauren. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm really good. Did you like the fact that I made reference to Gavin and Stacey?
Absolutely. It's a Welsh classic. Everyone loves it. And I'm a super fan.
It had to be done. But how was the Royal Welsh Show?
Do you know what? It was the most Welsh thing I've ever been to, but I absolutely loved it. I think I arrived to this valley, you know, beautiful valley. I mean, it was dusty in Wales. First time you could ever say that there's dust in Wales. It was so dry. It was 27 degrees, blue skies. The ground was dirt, just dusty everywhere. But these amazing amounts of farmers who had turned out, and you walked in and there was this pen with about 10 pigs being corralled and walked around, which was a brilliant entry into the Royal Welsh Show. And then I very quickly found the military village.
Because it's actually like a really big agricultural show, isn't it? The Royal Welsh Show. And then they had like a military element to it. Have I got that right?
Absolutely. It's actually one of Europe's most prestigious agricultural events. There are about 250,000 visitors over 4 days, 250,000 people into this tiny village in rural Wales. And it was quite something. It was my first time there, but it's a really important opportunity for the armed forces and the military community to come together and meet with the rural farming community and really boost engagement.
As much as I would want to get onto the military element of it, as somebody who is from an agricultural village and as somebody who also has a huge village agricultural show in their hometown, I've got to ask, how did you find the agricultural element of it? Was there like sheep shearing? Was there like horse jumping competitions? Was everybody walking around with like flat caps and tweed jackets?
It was everything you could imagine. Yeah, 100%. There were, what I heard was, the day before, I'd missed the World Cup of sheep judging. And apparently there's this man who's been doing this judging of sheep for, I've heard, 80 years. Don't hold me to that. But he went round and he was basically going up to every single sheep. And when I say kind of making sure that they were strong in all elements physically,
Only at the Royal Welsh Show, indeed. Now, talk to me about this military village. What was that like?
It was fantastic. I think it's grown in size in recent years, and I got to speak to various people about that. But we had the RAF, we had the Army, and we had the Royal Navy there representing the services and very much engaging with the public, trying to show them what we do in the armed forces community. And it was a really key event to be held at Bilth Wells at the Royal Welsh Show.
And who was it that you managed to speak to whilst you were there?
Yeah, I spoke to Captain Sam Griffiths from the Royal Engineers. He's the Engagement Operations Officer at 160th Welsh Brigade. And I asked him why it's so important for the military to have a presence at huge events like this.
It's really important for us so that we can engage with our community, show them the skills available within the Army, the opportunities and jobs available within the Army, and tri-service as well, to basically engage with the stakeholders, engage with the landowners, talk with politicians, high-level key leader engagement, and then engage with our MTA here, having some fun on our Jackal 3.
And you've got plenty of stands here. Can you just give us a quick overview of what's on show?
Yes, we've got the QDG showcasing the Jackal 3. We've got the Royal Welsh showcasing the Warrior. We've got the Veterinary Corps with their patrol dogs. And over on the other side, we've got the Royal Air Force with the Hawk. And we have some engagement activities that's where the kids and the younger generation can play, learn a bit about the Army, learn a bit about the skills and the roles available within the Army.
And you mentioned the kids, you know, you mentioned it's probably about 40% of the footfall here are teenagers. Why is that so important for Army and further military recruitment?
I think it's really important for us to showcase to the younger generation what is actually available within the military. there's quite a conception online of what we do, but there's so many job opportunities available that these people aren't aware of, and especially being at the agricultural show and the skills that they have in the agricultural environment that we can utilize in the army is so important. So it's just showcasing to them that there are roles available and there are jobs available where they can use their skills.
And obviously it's the agricultural show, there's a lot of the farming community here. Why is working with landowners and building relationships with them so important too?
So I think for us in the military, especially in Wales, we use a lot of the land for training. So it's really important for us that we engage with those landowners and build a really positive relationship so that they still allow us to continue to train and our license to operate. But also, it's really important to engage with them because they've got a lot of skills that we can utilise within the army, and their younger generation that are coming through in the farming community have those roles available. So engaging with that type of community is so important for us in the military.
And so within the Welsh Brigade, what other engagement events have you got coming up?
So we do so many different engagement events in Wales. So we've got the likes of Ironman 70.3 in Swansea, Ironman Wales in Tenby. We do a lot around the Royal Welsh Agricultural Show here, but they also have the Winter Fair. We do virtual presentations, so for around remembrance time, we do a virtual presentation to all the schools. And then we also spend a lot of our time going into these schools with activities, command tasks, showcasing different parts of the army and career talks, etc., to engage with all the communities in Wales from north, south to the West Wales.
It definitely is a great way to engage with the community. I mean, so many people, they don't actually know much about the military. They see little bits on the news, but if they haven't got that personal connection themselves, then they don't necessarily know much about the military at all. In fact, we had Ashley Paul on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about myth busting when it came to the military and the amount of people that when they just think of the military, they just think of the army. No, no. There's a lot more to it than that. We've got the RAF, the Royal Navy, Marines, more than that. It's very good to do these kinds of events.
Absolutely. And I think it was really important that it was a tri-service presence at the Royal Welsh Show. They all had really engaging stands, lots of equipment and amazing vehicles and aircraft to walk around and see. They were getting kids on board, sitting in the cockpit of planes and taking people onto a Jackal 3 or a Warrior tank and showing them around, showing them all the tools that they can use. And I think it's really important, as Sam mentioned, really it's the transferable skills from those in the rural farming community actually not maybe realising that those skills they've got can be used very well in the military world.
Absolutely, it does. Now, Toby, for you, what was one of the highlights that stood out to you whilst you were in the military village?
Well, I think it was amazing to see everything on display, but also the Army Engagement Ensemble were there. They're this roaming brass band that played at various areas of the site, welcoming visitors when they first arrived on the day, and they were gathered huge crowds, and it was a very clever tool by the military to use them to encourage people to enter the military village. They all came to listen to the music and then happened to find themselves surrounded by military vehicles and personnel wanting to talk to them about what they do and share their skills and their stories with them.
I tell you something, Toby, I love me a military band. They give me goosey bumps every time.
Me too, and our audience loved them too. So it was really fun to film them. They did some amazing covers, everything from Robbie Williams to K-pop Demon Hunters. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, they love a good cover of K-pop Demon Hunters because I've seen that in action and live before. They really do. And it's just brilliant to see them like out and about at events for the public to enjoy, like not just military when there's like a parade going on in a certain barracks somewhere. It's nice to actually sort of like share them with the world.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, that combined with seeing the Royal Army Veterinary Corps with their dogs, their working dogs, that was a highlight for me as well. Big dog lover. But also getting to walk around some of the vehicles that they had on display, sit in the seat of the Jackal 3 and all of that. So, yeah, an amazing day. Really incredible opportunity for the military to engage with the public. And I think hopefully a really productive exercise for them.
And go on, what about the other agricultural elements of it? What did you enjoy from those? Because they are really cool from my experience of my local agricultural show anyway.
Well, I mean, the big thing at the Royal Welsh Show is actually the food hall as well. You know, you have all these incredible stands of foods from all over Wales and further afield. So I did get a chance to walk around at the end and suss out what was on display. Some great cheeses, your meats, if you're into your meats, but also everything else, you know, chocolate and some really good food stalls as well. So yeah, I'd really recommend you can get along to the Royal Welsh Show next year. It's in Bilth, Wales, Mid Wales, or this week in mid-July every year.
And one last question. Was there anything that surprised you about the day? Like, did you have an idea in your head of what it was going to be? And then when you got there, it was like, oh, actually, wasn't expecting that.
I think the scale of it, really. I'd never been before, but to see, it was like a festival. It was quite incredible, the size of this place. It's taken over an entire valley in this rural village, and you had people from all over the world, effectively, were there to see the military and the agricultural community come together. So I think it was just the amount of coordination and logistics that go on to putting on an event like that, that was really what surprised me most.
Oh, well, Toby, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It has been so nice to have you back, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time, and it was great to be back on the pod.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, it's Friday, so we've got a brand new episode of The Lobby. It's the official podcast for the BFBS Pro League. Military Esports takes centre stage this week as Owen, aka Psycho, steps into the host's chair alongside Lena, also known as Affinity. And they're joined by special guest Deromus, one of the RAF's leading Rocket League players and casters. Together, they look back at the latest BFBS Pro League action before exploring how esports is helping to build confidence, community, and even careers across the armed forces. You can check out The Lobby on the BFBS radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you on Monday.